Good evening. We're returning to our meditations in the book of Genesis, and we're in Genesis chapter 1 still. Tonight's reading is called The Changing Scenes of Life. It was written by my father Ian Paisley and is included in a book of daily devotionals called Precious Promises. The Changing Scenes of Life. Genesis 1 verse 5, 8, 13, 19, 23 and 31. In each day of creation, evening came before morning. Without divine inspiration, Moses would have written, and the morning and the evening. But God's ways are not our ways. Again, that which began in darkness was followed by darkness, which ushered in a new day. What is true in creation is true in many other ways. In all of life, there are alternations of darkness and light. Gloominess is followed by gladness, Psalm 112 verse 4. Sorrow is followed by joy, Psalm 30 verse 5. And adversity by prosperity, and vice versa. Life would not be life without such alternations, and they are necessary. If life was all bright and easy, we would take God's goodness for granted. If it was all hard, we would despair rather than trust in Him. Providence permits alternations for good reasons. Ecclesiastes 7:14 says, "In the day of prosperity be joyful, but in the day of adversity consider. For God also hath set the one over against the other, to the end that man should find nothing after him." In other words, we should not count upon things continuing as they are, or reckon with absolute certainty regarding the future, but rather live in dependence on a gracious and all-wise God, and then we shall be ready for anything. In all the changing scenes of life, let us commit our way to Him. And let us be encouraged too that in heaven there are no alternations, either physical or regarding circumstance. Scripture says there is no night there. Scripture says again, "And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes." Contrast this with the end of the Christ rejecter, the gross darkness of a lost eternity, and the never-ending torments of the damned. Then thank God for His so great salvation, which is to be found in an immutable Christ.